Thanks so much for inviting us to come and be with you. I bring greetings from the church in Hermosillo, Mexico. If you don't know where Hermosillo is, just try to find Phoenix and go south about 6 hours. It's right at the border with Arizona, Hermosillo, Sonora, Mexico. Julia is especially thrilled that we're able to be here and see her family, of course, but she has many friends here. And I should give you thanks for the way you treated her the last time she was here. She came home very, very encouraged, and that helped me much in the ministry. But most of all, thank you so much for your prayers. I know that you pray for us. In fact, Julia was telling me after one of the services some time ago, and the Lord was with us in the service and the preaching of the word. We had a sense of the presence of the Lord, and somebody came up to Julia and said, "You know what? I think the difference is that they pray for Paco at Faith Free." And that's true. And that helps us a lot. And the Lord has answered your prayers. Many, many times the Lord has helped us through all these years. Now, Julia told me to tell a little bit about me because there's a lot of people that do not know about me. And obviously, I don't like to talk about me. Just let me tell you that about 16 years ago, I left university. I finished my studies and went back to Mexico to start a church. And the Lord has been helping in the church there ever since. Now, I was asked to give a report of the work in Mexico, a brief testimony. And it's going to be brief, and Lord willing, I'll be preaching on Sunday, and I'm going to be preaching tonight. But before I do that, let me read a verse in Deuteronomy, the fifth book of the Bible, the fifth book of Moses, Deuteronomy chapter 2, and verse 7. This is a verse that very well summarizes my testimony at these days. Deuteronomy chapter 2 and verse 7. Moses says, "For the Lord thy God hath blessed thee in all the work of thy hand. He knoweth the walking through this great wilderness. These 40 years the Lord thy God hath been with thee. Thou hast lacked nothing. For the Lord thy God hath blessed thee in all the works of thy hand." And first of all, I must say that maybe somebody here says, you know, well, the Lord did not bless him. Paquito passed away after all our prayers and work. In a sense, that is true. But in another sense, I think that we must never forget that God works everything for the benefit of His people. God works everything for the blessing of His people. Everything. And when God blesses, there's no one that can curse. When God blesses, and He blesses us in Christ. So it's a successful blessing, and it's an everlasting blessing. Paquito's passing away has been a real blessing to our family in many ways. We know now more than ever that God's grace is sufficient to provide for us the faith, the perseverance. In God's grace, He provided all our needs. And I encourage say with this verse, "Thou hast lacked nothing." Nothing. I had no insurance. No way to pay all the bills of the chemo, or the cancer treatments. But God provided every single cent. It was God. His grace is sufficient. We now have new opportunities to witness and preach to other people that otherwise we wouldn't. I was asked by the oncologist, the director of oncology in the state, to come and speak to the parents with children with cancer. And I thought it was going to be just one time, and he was there, in fact, with a lot of doctors, some doctors and nurses when I spoke. And I said, well, this is going to be the last time. Of course, they are unbelievers. But this year, he called me again and said, please come and talk to these people about the faith on God. And has brought many opportunities. I know you have been praying for Julia and her witnessing to this Maria Jose little girl is dying of cancer from Paquitos. And there's no way, humanly speaking, that we could do that. But God in His grace has given us the consolation and the comfort to be able to speak to the people about these things. And most of all, I think I at least discovered that how weak I was. Before all these things happened, I guess you can say, what, like the world says, I had a pretty good self-esteem of myself. Pretty high self-esteem of myself. But now by the grace of God, I know how weak I am. And that we all depend on God and God's grace. Even for our very breath, the breath which we breathe is in His hands. And there's a very good lesson for everybody to learn. That we depend on God to live. The greatest blessings to our family has been one that very few people know about. Do you remember Job? They had 10 children. And they all died. Remember Job, the first chapter. And the last chapter, I believe it's chapter 42, the Lord gives him 10 children again. And the Bible mentions that the girls, the ladies, were the most beautiful. Well, very few people know that my last son, my last baby, which is named Alan, by the way, for some preacher, a friend of mine that I admire from Northern Ireland, he was not supposed to be born. In fact, we were going through Paquito's treatments, very hard time, stress for the family. Blasilda was sick at the time, and the doctor said, if you get pregnant, you can die. And a lot of people were upset when Julia got pregnant. And I explained to them, it's in the Lord's hands. The Lord sent this baby. And I hope he lives, and I hope Julia lives. And at that time I didn't know, but it was the way that God was replacing Paquito. See, God replaces what we lose for His sake, either here in earth or in heaven, but He replaces. And that's a blessing. The Lord has taught us a lot of things, and every day we meet people that through the testimony of Paquito, asking for him. And we tell them about what has happened and how the Lord has blessed our family. Now the Lord has blessed our family, and He also has blessed our church. Just last Sunday, we celebrated 15 years as a church. We have an average of about 80 persons coming to the church now. And I think I say about 100 babies in the nursery. Julia says there are only 12. It seems to me that there's always a lot of babies. You know, Mexicans tend to multiply, you know. I guess it's more biblical to have more kids multiply in filled earth. But we have a lot of children coming to the Sunday school and babies in the nursery. So we are over about 100 people. Another blessing to our church, and especially to my heart, and I guess every pastor will understand, is to see one of our own children grow up and be saved and leave the church. But she left as a missionary. You can ask Julie about her matchmaking success with this girl, but she married a United States citizen from California, and now they're away in Spain. And it's such a blessing to see that. We also have another boy, another gentleman who was saved in our church and is now going to our little theological hall that we have for him. But he wants to preach, and it's a real blessing for our church to see this. The Lord has blessed in the leadership. I was able to leave the consulate. I used to work with the consulate, the American consulate there in Hermosillo, Mexico. I was the supervisor there at the visa section. And I was able to leave ever since May. And that's, in fact, one of the reasons why I have a beard. When I went downtown or anywhere, everybody will say, hey, you work at the consulate. You are the visa supervisor. And I don't want to be recognized in my city as the visa supervisor of the American consulate. I want to be recognized as the pastor of the Iglesia Cristiana. Pastor of the Christian church. So that's one of the reasons that I have this new look for a little while. I think it's a higher ministry. and a more wonderful responsibility. As I told someone, I used to be to explain how to get a visa to go to the United States, but now I am full time explaining how to get to heaven. It's much more important. Now we have two elders helping me in the leadership. They are able to preach. One of them is my own father, which is a real blessing to me too, because he says that he saw when I was born, then I saw when he was born, because it was through me that he became a Christian. And now he has matured enough, and the church has seen him as a man who can take the responsibilities of an elder. So it has been a real blessing to me. We have two deacons, and also my brother Francisco, who helps me in the ministry there in Hermosillo. We have been witnessing, most of all, in our personal basis, but we also have home Bible studies. And in fact, this is how the church started. We went to a Christian, that opened their house to have Bible studies for their neighbors. And to that, we started the church. But now we have two home studies, and they invite the unsaved people, unsaved neighbors, unsaved relatives, and we have these studies. And the Lord has blessed, and there's some families that have now come regularly to the church. In fact, I emphasize to the people that come, this is not church. This doesn't take the place of the church. This is for us to learn how to study the Bible and to study about the gospel of Christ. The church is on Sunday. And I'm glad that the Lord has blessed us in that ministry. Saturdays, there's a class for the children, another section of Hermosillo. Hermosillo is quite a big city. Hermosillo, there's about 500,000 persons there. 500,000 people there. So we have a lot of work to do. Almost every Sunday, we have visitors. I know that it's a very hard place. Brother Kearns can tell you about the hardness of the Catholic people and their idolatry. And if it's not hard, Catholicism is indifference, total indifference to religion and God. But I'm praying that God will send us a revival. Sometimes I read about the revivals in England and the United Kingdom and the Island Lewis in the United States. I've been reading of the revivals in Africa. And I was thinking, why not in the Hispanic nations? The Lord can do it. And pray for us, pray with us, that the Lord will send a revival. That's the only thing that can break the hearts of these people full of the idolatry, superstition. And I think in my state it's worst. Because, number one, we are so close to America. I'm not going to talk bad about Americans, but we are so close to America that in our city we have a Walmart and a Sam's Club and McDonald's and everything. And the people have become very materialistic. They live to get money, to get drunk at the weekend, or to buy things. That's all. They live from week to week for materialism. It's very sad. The other thing, and this is a great problem too, is that in our state, we have some tribes. If you know your history, the Spanish people came to Mexico and conquered Mexico. But in Mexico, there were other tribes, other peoples, especially the Aztecs down in South Mexico. But in the north part of Mexico, where I'm from, we have three or four tribes there that are different from the people in the south. And the hardest thing for us, and the Lord's grace, we can help these people, obviously, but they have mixed their diabolical superstition of the Indians with the Catholicism. Sometimes just changing the names of their gods to the saints of the Catholic Church. And they are very ingrained in that and doing all that superstitious stuff. Very sad. But God can save them. But God can save them through a revival. So once again, thanks so much for your generous support and your prayers. And I'm looking forward to my stay here. I'm already really encouraged just to be able to see some of the faces that Julia tells me that her friends, and they pray for us. And it's a real pleasure to be here. Thank you so much.